If the mundane mind can reverse the light and shine within, means go into your awareness nature, and that's all. Don't stay outside. Like page 74, below the first paragraph of 2.1, the first line of the above verse is very important, because most of the time our mind dwells outside, means outside of your physical body, to chase after external form that you perceive through your senses. The external appearances that created the phenomenal world of ours. This is also a reason why the Buddha under Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 mentioned that our mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is sheep. Everything arises when mind arises. So in order to understand what is happening, we need to return the mind to abide within so that we can be aware of what is going on inside our mind. How you function as a human being. How upon contact, consciousness arises, how you retrieve the content from your memory, which is views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system, you input into it, and that thought become moral, immoral, based on your views, opinion, and conditioning. So this is how most living beings abide outside. They cannot abide inside because they don't have inner awareness. They are not aware from inside that nature. That's why they cannot see. They are lost in thought. So this is what the Dhamma is all about. We need to return the mind to abide within, means stay with your awareness nature, so that you can be aware of what is going on within our mind. This is what Xianhua say, Hui Guang Fan Zhao, reverse the light to shine from within. Means, do not let your mind dwell external. Only then can you be aware of the content of consciousness. You must see the content of consciousness to understand why thought is egoic, limited, and why your mind stir at the moment of sense experience based on your wrong view, your habitual tendency, the thing that you accumulate over the period since you are born until now together with your karmic conditioning or karmic inheritance. So this is what mind Dhamma is all about. And if you do that, you will understand how your mind stir, how it can be stirred by external and conditioned into clinging, grasping after external form created by mind via your delusion and mental aggregates of feeling, perception, activity of mind and consciousness, which are the four aggregates of mind. Vedana Sanya Sankara Vinyana, which we chant every morning. You will start to understand how thought and feeling arise in your mind. Upon contact, feeling arise, and how thought consciousness also arise with every moment of sense experience, and how they condition each other, how your thought with its conditioning, views, opinion, etc., condition your feeling, and then how these feelings stir and become craving, emotion, to condition your subsequent wrong thought, wrong thinking, wrong action, wrong manifestation. All this, you are not, all this, if you are not careful or heedful, if you do not develop the initial wisdom or yonisomanasikara to enable you to see things as they are, clinging and grasping will continue to arise, and dukkha or suffering will be the end result. So this is a very important understanding. Yeah? Then I go back to that last paragraph. If the mundane mind can reverse the light and shine within, then it can stay aware inside and see clearly. How peaceful he in open bracket, inverted comma, and close inverted comma. Because this one, He is not a being, not a subject. It is when he just allow them to come and go, which is let things be. Understand or not? The third way, away. We are perceiving them with wholesomeness and wisdom, means act following the Dhamma way, or right view, and also how he suffer and become miserable when he perceive them with negativity via his own wrong view and Sakya deity, to grasp and cling onto them via wanting thing his way. This will enable him to develop the wisdom to understand that if he, the host, does not attach, cling and give meaning and react, then he will be peaceful and is not disturbed by the guests of the mind. Yeah. External sense data. Then life is wonderful and meaningful, and the guests of the mind can also be quite fun at times. That is, when you understand life, you know how to live life. So that brings us to another Dhamma understanding that I always want to ask Kayamita to contemplate. To me, in this world, there is no problem. Why do I say that? And you cannot agree on. Understand? Where got no problem? Last time I work, my boss also tell me, where got no problem? No problem, I hire you for what? Understand? But when I explain to you, you will understand. Why do you call it a problem? Because you perceive it with negativity. Everything you perceive also you bosong on, then problem already lah. Health problem, also problem. Financial problem, also problem. Relationship problem, also problem. Then like my daughter went through last night, people make monkey face, also problem. So the world, everything you perceive in negativity becomes your problem. That's why you're full of problem. Rain also complain, no rain also complain. Understand or not? Already got food, shelter, and what else? Food and shelter, main or not. You also complain. People no food, no shelter. People born with their senses not complete. They also haven't complained. You with all the senses complete, with parents, with everything, you still complain. Why? Well, there is no contentment. That's why contentment is a virtue. When you have contentment, you don't have craving. So this word contentment is very important. This word is very important. Then what is a problem? Understand this, contemplate this. Then you will never get into trouble again. What is a problem? When you perceive a situation with negativity. What is perceiving a situation with negativity? It means what? You wanting your way, isn't it? That's why you bosong, understand or not? You I saw, you bosong, understand or not? Then duality you create and you make yourself miserable. For what? This is stupid, isn't it? You agree or not? Like the Buddha say, whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. Cannot change already, that is the reality. Why you still want to perceive it otherwise? Well, this is your habitual tendency, understand or not? This is your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your beliefs, and this is how you live your life. That's why you get into trouble. That's why to me, there is no such thing as a problem. This one actually don't exist. Don't exist. When you understand the Dhamma, thing is just the way it is, then why you want to perceive things with negativity? But when you perceive it with wholesomeness, means what? Like when you are contented, when there is contentment. You know what the Buddha answered when people ask him, what is the highest wealth? Contentment. When you are contented means what? You don't need any more. Yeah. The billionaire not contented, he's very poor. Oh. He's still one. Oh. Understand? Oh. That's why the highest wealth is contentment. And this one, no need to have money. One, no. You also don't know how to apply and use. Have it in your heart. Understand? Oh. Contentment. If you are contented with life, you have gratitude. Like my daughter said, he appreciates, you know, everything that arises in her. She appreciates, you know. She felt very happy, very contented, you know. Understand, you know? Well, that to her is so beautiful already. You want to compare and develop lack of contentment. Ayo, my classmate, their parent got driver, got what? Nice bungalow, every year can travel. You envy, okay? Means no contentment, understand? No? That's how you suffer. Krishnamurti used that word, I think Beng Fei can confirm. Measurement. Measurement. Comparison. That is the cause of all the problem. Why do you measure? Why do you compare? It's because you lack contentment. You lack understanding of the world. The world is the world. Like we all Chinese, we know, yeah. If it's yours, it's yours, isn't it? Correct or not? If it's not yours, it will never be yours. So why you want to crave and do all those funny things? There are ways to achieve things. There are ways to realize things. There are ways to have things. But you must understand the nature's law that governs life and existence. You cannot go the crooked way to get it. Then karmic repercussion hit back. So if you do it following the Dhamma way, no negativity, then whatever you realize is what they call rightfully yours in accordance with the law of karma. So now you know, do you have a problem now? You dare not answer, you know why not? Because you cannot make this a living reality. Every time you perceive something, you say, got problem already. Your first reaction is memory, understand? You have weaknesses before, no? And you know, no? You die already. This one not right already, that one not right already. I forgot this, I forgot that. Or sometimes you forgot to pass the message down, especially to your spouse, understand? Then come back, she'll kena left and right, nagging and all that. Unless your wife got Dhamma, then as if nothing happened. So it perceives you with wholesomeness. My husband won't cheat on me. My husband very good one. Then no more problem. But you perceive that your husband cheat on you, what happened? What happened? You sure fight one. You come back, look at him also, you stare already. Get angry already. Then all the thing you, not contemplation, no, this one, you plan and strategize up here. When he come back, I'm going to question him, I'm going to question him left and right. And I'm going to make him admit for what he do. Just because you got a private investigator with some photo coming in, then you react. Understand? Why you want to do that? The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Whatever they do, they are the owner, heir to their own karma. Understand not? They are born of their karma. So understand this. Accept them for what they are. And only form a mind. You think it's real. You know what the Buddha say? He has this famous Dhammapada saying, my son, my property, my wealth. These only the fools lament, he said. Why? For that very body also don't belong to him. Wherein son, wherein wealth, wherein all this. So wake up, understand? Well, that body also don't belong to you. Where got this, that, that, and that? Then you go and cling, you go and grasp, you go and get angry, emotional, over what? Over an illusionary world, understand? You know what is an illusionary world or not? Not what you think. Like everything you come to perceive, you think real, external form. This is just mental image here. You don't have a brain and a memory to store that. There is no reality. That's why I like that song, 往事只能回味, and the song. You cannot deny that you were born and you live this phase of life. But I ask you at this instant, what happened to your life? Is it real? It happened before, but is it real? You can only recall through memory. 往事只能回味, just memory. Everything is memory. And the illusion of time created by this mundane mind through memory is what? The past, anasana. That's why past is an illusion, no more reality, gone. Dead and gone, understand? Future yet to come, also no more reality. The present moment is the only reality in life. But how real is the present moment? It is so transient. Split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. And that is the only reality. Why can't you see all this and wake up? Everything is conditioned arising, dependent originating. 一切有为法, 如梦幻泡影, no reality one. Then why you go and grasp, cling, hold and become miserable? Over what? Over illusionary thing. If you look back, this is really delusion. Understand? Ignorant. Okay? Can you understand?